Welcome back, everybody. That's a beautiful song, Legends of the Fall. We're talking about fall turkey hunting on this Saturday morning. I'm really excited about bringing this next segment to you. We're going to start off with a little vocalization. I'm going to tell you what the turkeys are doing and listen to the sounds they make. We've got some great hunts. Here we go.
This is a tree call of an adult gobbler. Here's some clucks and some putting. You're even going to hear the fly down cackle. Listen as these listen as other gobblers hear this gobbler fly down and gobble in the fall. This adult gobbler's tree calling from the roost. If you listen, you'll hear another adult gobbler that's already on the ground responding to his calling. Your adult gobblers, they have all the vocalizations of the hens. They're just a little bit different tone, usually. When adult gobblers get excited, their calling goes more high-pitched and more fast in cadence and rhythm. It's all because of the social structure and the pecking order in amongst the flock of gobblers.
Me and Rob Keck in Kansas hunting and end up calling up and killing a fall gobbler.
This hunt in Kansas, me and Rob were moving and calling. We struck this flock of birds. While we were working this particular flock of birds just to call in a turkey for a television show, the gobblers responded, and we repositioned and set ourselves up and just went straight to gobbler yelping, and it was just a great hunt.
Love hunting fall gobblers. That is just so much fun.
You know, fall hunting has a lot of unique aspects about it. When you kill an old gobbler in the fall,
it's awesome.
You've just achieved what I consider to be the toughest hunt of all. Anybody that can regularly kill old gobblers in the fall, they've done something. They've done something. But you know, patience for a fall turkey hunter and killing old gobblers is absolutely essential.
Yes, it is.
To share it with a longtime friend and a guy that appreciates fall hunting like you do.
I do appreciate it.
It means so much. And to be out here in this beautiful country, man.
This is great. Well, let's go.
Well, hey, I think we got a tag for him.
Yeah.
And that makes number two for you today.
Two today. I'm sleeping in tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, buddy.
Love hunting, bud.
Same here.
Late winter turkey hunting, late December, almost Christmas. We're going into battle, which will become the famous Hufkin Battlefield in southeast Kansas. I'm hunting with Rob Keck of the National Wild Turkey Federation, shooting the Turkey Federation's television show, Turkey Call. Got a call by our good friend Bill Hopkin that there's 300 turkeys roosted on the river. In southeast Kansas is the Disney World of turkey hunting. Snow's starting to melt. Follow the old roadbed. The plan this morning is Rob and the other hunters and cameraman stay back in the field 300 yards from the roost, in a narrow place in the field, the direction of their travel. I'm going to go forward across the field another 200 yards from them and set up on a point to try to capture some footage of the wild turkeys as I'm running camera for the Turkey Federation.
You'll be able to see the field from there. Turkeys are roosted right back up here on these big hills. There's a long strip of timber over there right along the river. I got a pretty good opening right here.
I get a little bit of a surprise by the daylight. There's another group of turkeys roosted a little bit to my right and slightly behind me. The river makes a turn from the main roost and comes in behind me. I'm on a little point here. They wake up early. Now I turn my attention onto the main roost, the flock of the 300. I let this run for a while because it's important that you listen to all the vocalization. So I'm not going to talk much over this action here. So listen and learn from the best teacher of all, the wild turkey. As the battle unfolds and waves of the enemy come toward our positions, things are starting to get really heated up.
Shoot, turkeys everywhere. I called in these four from the across the field, and if you noticed, I picked the bird on the left side. Don't shoot into a group of turkeys like that. I picked one off on the left side with no turkeys behind him. After Rob shot, I was ready to go, and of course there's turkeys everywhere. Just made a nice shot. Now, well, I think we're ready to go. I'm gonna get up and go get my bird.
How's that for a turkey hunt? Gotta love fall turkey hunting in Kansas. Is that just an unbelievable show this morning? Look at this guy. Nice Jake. What a morning. Kansas certainly has the turkeys. I cannot believe that anybody that ever turkey hunted doesn't go out and fall turkey hunt. I'm out of breath. Let's get him back over and get him tagged. I could have had a better morning. I love Kansas.
It's pretty obvious who won the battle on the Hofkin battlefield. Whenever we travel and shoot television and hunt turkeys across the country, we always set up in advance to be able to donate to turkeys, and especially this year here in Kansas because it's Christmas time. And not only did we work with the local food banks and the charity organizations to find needy families for Christmas, we found individual families that needed turkeys for Christmas dinner. We set up an assembly line and cleaned all the turkeys up, bagged them up, and took them into town and gave them to needy families for their Christmas dinner. A great way to end a wonderful hunt, wintertime turkey hunting.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
To be an American, where at least I know I day, but there ain't no doubt.